Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us on this day of Pentecost is taken from both the second reading from Acts chapter 2. It also pays close attention to Jesus' words in John chapters 15 and 16. We're starting in verse 26. Jesus said, "When the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth, who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness about me. And you also will bear witness because you have been with me from the beginning." And then in verse 13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is God's word. Believe it or not, I was watching a documentary about the making of Star Wars Episode 3. I know you're shocked. And it made this claim. There's a sequence in that film that lasts no more than a minute. But because of the special effects involved, it was the result of 910 artists and workers. And that same 60-second sequence represented 70,441 man-hours of labor. Now, those figures are staggering. But think about it. Just an average film is the result of a producer, a screenwriter, concept artists, computer technicians, a director. Props are needed, as well as costumes, set designers and builders, hair and makeup artists, catering, not to mention sound designers, composers, and musicians for the musical score, stuntmen, if it's that kind of movie, a production office to pay the bills, and of course, those behind the camera to record everything that happens. And all of those people that I just named work behind the scenes so that the focus can be on the actors and the story they're trying to tell. On this day of Pentecost, the Christian church traditionally highlights the person and work of the Holy Spirit, the third person of our triune God. And the day of Pentecost, recorded in Acts chapter 2, is a dramatic story filled with cinematic flourishes. The Holy Spirit's arrival is signaled by the sound of a rushing wind, a violent wind. His presence is indicated by the appearance of fire over the heads of the apostles. The same Spirit gave the gift of communication to the apostles, so that religious pilgrims to Jerusalem could hear the news about Jesus being proclaimed in their own languages. This sounds like a summer blockbuster. But that's where we have to be discerning with Pentecost. Did the Holy Spirit show up simply to show off some special effects magic and to wow the crowd? Or was there something deeper going on? And by the way, how does this spectacular event relate to you and me? Today, I invite you to think of the Holy Spirit as the ultimate behind-the-scenes worker, whose mission is to put the focus not on himself, but on Jesus. The Holy Spirit works to put the spotlight of faith on the main actor, Jesus the Savior. It's worth remembering that Jesus promised to send the Holy Spirit to his followers. In John 16, he says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me," Jesus says. "For he will take what is mine and declare it to you." Before his death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus had told his disciples what to expect. When he was sent, the Holy Spirit would guide them into all the truth about who Jesus was, what he had done, and why it mattered. Jesus said, "He," that is, the Holy Spirit, "will glorify me." The Holy Spirit would aim the camera at Jesus, the suffering servant and the risen Lord. The risen Lord would go on to tell his followers just before his ascension, "Stay in Jerusalem until you are clothed with power from on high." That's where we see a group of about 120 believers gathered on the day of Pentecost, a festival day on the Jewish calendar, when the effects of that Spirit were felt. Jesus had kept his promise. The Spirit blew in and ignited something in the apostles, something that enabled them to glorify Jesus like never before. The Holy Spirit worked behind the scenes in the apostles' hearts and minds and drove them to speak out. He worked behind the scenes in the apostles' minds, causing them to communicate God's truth in foreign languages so that the travelers to Jerusalem could benefit from the gospel message. You have that list of the nationalities and cultures represented in Acts 2, verses 9 through 11. By the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the story about Jesus was clearly communicated, as evidenced by the comment in verse 11, "We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And then the Holy Spirit works behind the scenes in the Apostle Peter. Now, this is the same Peter who was intimidated by a couple servant girls the night before Jesus was crucified. The same Peter who denied even knowing Jesus of Nazareth. Forgiven and restored, this same Peter, now clothed with the Holy Spirit's fiery confidence, launches into what certainly has to be one of the greatest sermons ever delivered. It's one of the most Christ-centered sermons that you will ever hear or read. It leads to the repentance, forgiveness, and baptism of some 3,000 souls. And the climax of Peter's sermon is this heartfelt invitation: "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." What is the gift of the Holy Spirit? It is the Holy Spirit working behind the scenes in you, causing you to repent of yourself and your sin and to trust in Jesus alone for favor and forgiveness and standing with God. The Holy Spirit shines the spotlight on Jesus, convincing you that sin is a grave threat, and that Jesus has paid for your sin with His death on the cross. The believer embraces Jesus by faith and depends on Him for peace and pardon. At the same time, the believer gratefully acknowledges that, to quote St. Paul, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There will be times when you and I will be tempted to wonder if we are really in touch with God at all. We'll weigh ourselves against those who seem really victorious, really spiritual and upbeat, and wonder why I can't be that way. We'll hear about people who got their miracle, be it a healing or a reconciliation of a relationship or the check that showed up in the mailbox at just the perfect time, and we may feel a little resentful. Because I never got a miracle like that. Don't be misled. If you believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, suffered eternal punishment on the cross for you, that He rose from the dead to share resurrected life with you, you are experiencing the greatest miracle of all. The Holy Spirit has drilled down into the depths of your soul, planted faith in Jesus there, and it has grown. If you believe that Jesus is the only reason you are bound for heaven, you have the full miraculous power of the Holy Spirit at work in your heart right now, because you could not believe that without Him. If you are willing to walk away from sin and desire to be close to Jesus, you have reason to be joyful today, because that same Holy Spirit who inspired the preaching of the apostles at Pentecost is working behind the scenes, inspiring your repentance and faith at this moment. So let's pray. Holy Spirit, light divine, shine upon this heart of mine. Chase the shades of night away. Turn the darkness into day. Let me see my Savior's face. Let me all His beauties trace. Show those glorious truths to me, which are only known to Thee. Amen.